contemplating the deployment of the word appeasement to describe Donald Trump, who has, of course, appointed a massive Vladimir Putin fan as the Director of National Security and a man accused of all manner of misdemeanors, both sexual, financial, and habitual, as Secretary of State for Defense. Is it time to use the word appeasement? Mark unintentionally provides a helpful illustration of what appeasement looks like from this side of the Atlantic. Here you go. So we have a raging war for 4 years under Biden, costing billions of dollars and thousands of lives. Donald Trump, of course, claimed it was 1.5 million lives, which is just around about 10 times more than in reality. But hey, everybody trust him. As expected, writes Mark, Trump returns to power, and as per his previous presidency, peace is being restored to the world. I think I've got Afghanistan online too there, Mark. The liberals seem to really love war, violence and money wasting. So, to take it back to 1939, Hitler has invaded Poland. Neville Chamberlain has suggested that we should just let him keep it, and as long as he promises not to do anything else, then we can stop all of the raging wars and stop spending billions of pounds and sacrificing thousands of lives, and we can restore peace to the world because, you know, why shouldn't Hitler keep Poland? The liberals seem to really love war, violence and money wasting, Mark would have written in 1939.